word we say. All the things we do, every word we say. Watch your tongue.
Watch your tongue!
Okay, everybody, listen now. You can beat that, can't you? Let's hear you. Watch your tongue. Oh, ready? Watch your tongue. You guys do it again. That's not good enough.
Watch your tongue.
Hey, I think they did it, don't you?
No, we got to count from one to three.
One more time.
All three, everybody. One, two, three.
Watch your tongue.
Oh, thank y'all very much. God bless you for being here.
Now, here are your hosts and teachers, Pastor C.J. Duffy and Pastor Dr. John Cooper.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed that segment live downtown in Sulphur Springs, Texas. You know, Pastor Duffy, it's a great privilege to be able to do our first show live in front of an audience right downtown Sulphur Springs, Texas.
The first of a two-part series in Sulphur Springs, Texas.
Yes.
We had some amazing testimonies. We had Mark Maxwell, who's our city manager.
Yes.
And then we had world-class, world champion, Hall of Famer, Curtis Coates.
I tell you.
With over 80 fights.
That is a beautiful thing to know, that a man who fought that many fights, and yet he still needed Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, I think the whole time Jesus was protecting him.
That's right.
During all those fights.
I enjoyed his testimony because he said, remember early in the testimony, that he asked God that God would make him a champion.
And he would give him glory. He
Guess
would give
what?
Him honor.
He spoke it with his mouth.
And is watching his tongue. Same thing with the city manager. He showed me the vision before he ever produced Coleman Park. He showed me the vision before downtown ever formed, and now the fruits of his mouth brought manifestation, just like the fruits of your mouth will bring manifestation.
That's right. Well, I tell you what, Pastor Duffy, I really am grateful for a live audience. The people we had were so wonderful.
Yes.
And I tell you what I loved the most was when we did allowed everybody hollered,
watch your tongue.
I loved it.
Now, we have some singing coming up.
Okay. And anybody you know?
Well, I believe her name is Kenya Gilstrap.
Well, that's your daughter.
Well, I think I'm related to her. What an anointed voice.
I know it. Let's listen to what she has to say tonight by her word of her tongue and voice.
Looking forward to hearing a great voice.
Yes.
This is Watch Your Tongue.
Y'all ready? Let's move this way. Come on. Now let's move this way. I command my hands to praise the Lord. I command my hands to praise the Lord. I command my hands to praise the Lord. I command my hands. Everybody, can you help me say? All the saints of God sing.
Show here, and prayerfully, monthly, we'll be live once a month here in Hopkins County. Myself being a host, Pastor C.J. Duffy, we have Dr. John Cooper, co-host, and we're going to have one of the best TV producers that is in the land. His name is Shad Moore. Let's give Shad Moore a hand for making it happen.
Amen. Thank you, Shad.
I remember a few years ago, this man picked me up in a truck, and he took me out to Coleman Park before Coleman Park had ever had any groundwork done. And he showed me piece by piece the vision that God gave him. A few years later, before downtown had ever formed, this man came to the church when I was on College Street. He said, "I got a vision God has given me." And I said, "California, here we come." And he showed me the vision before he had. And I know in the Word of God, Habakkuk 2 and 2 says, write the vision down. And he had written the vision down at City Hall. And now you're seeing the vision that Mark Maxwell has dreamed about. Now, everywhere I go in Hopkins County and Sulphur Springs, I'm walking behind his footprints. Let's welcome Mark Maxwell.
Give him a hand. Raise it.
Thank you. Thank you.
He's been a vital part of the growth of Hopkins County. Matter of fact, he's put Hopkins County back on the map, Dr. Cooper.
Yes, he has.
Not only the glass bathroom that probably anybody that hates to spend money, I said anybody that hates to spend a dollar, they want to see anything improved. He brought some great improvements to Hopkins County. And whether it's tax dollars or not, it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to God. Let's just make it work.
Amen.
We have Mark Maxwell. Mark, it's an honor to have you on our show today.
And thank you.
Honor
to be here.
Thank you. Being our inaugural opening show, I'm excited about having our city manager on Watch Your Tongue Ministries.
It's an exciting show. I can't wait to see you go big.
Amen.
Well, it's already done. Dr. John Cooper, listen, he came to my church one day and said, "Listen, let's do this." And I was already on board before the foundation of the world because God had already showed him. But we're excited about having Hopkins County to grow. And we're going to put this thing on our local TV stations. Then it's going to go to all the areas around. And then we're going to see God work mighty things, because what's going to happen is you're going to be seeing miracles. You know, when you see cancer get healed, when you see HIV go away, when you see limbs grow back, but all these things are possible.
That's right.
But
Amen.
If you can't believe it and don't see it, it won't happen for you. That's why I'm trying to get you to listen and watch your tongue, so that you can see your finances improve, you can see your health improve, you can see your life improve, and you can walk around with joy.
Amen.
Mark Maxwell, when did you figure out and find out that, hey, look, I got, because I walk around and I see you walking around the city all the time, and I always see a smile on your face. How did that take place?
Just a happy guy. I'm a blessed man. I mean, at home and at work and in all endeavors of my life, I live a charmed life, some people would say.
Yeah. Well, you've been a vital instrument in Hopkins County, building up Hopkins County to make the residents and giving them a place to go. Look at the kids, all the lives that you've touched. Now, I want to say this. We got Christians coming all around this place, and we got children that are playing in the waters and all the great things that I see. Now, I know God planted a seed in you. And see, we talked about some things about his life. See, most of us, we think of church as condemning people. God's not trying to hit you over the head with a 10-pound Bible to tell you how bad you are. He wants you to let you know how good he is, because he's not looking at you based on what you've done. He's looking at you based on what Jesus did. Can I get a witness?
Amen. Okay, Pastor, thank you, Mark. Tell us your vision, and so we can share it with you, so you can share it with everybody.
I mean, regarding
this downtown section, yes, and what God had done.
Years ago, I read a book called The Making of Cities. And somewhere in the first chapter of the book, and it didn't say it in these exact words, but this is what jumped off the pages at me. It said, if you love the people, create the magic. And really, that's the extent of my vision. What you see here is really what a lot of other people came up with, is a collective vision between the city council and staff and lots of citizens that were all brought in the process. That's the vision, and I would think we succeeded. The magic is here.
Yes.
And that's what brings people out. That's why any evening you'll find people down here.
Yes.
That's
yes.
the whole idea.
Yes. You said a key word, love. If you love the people, see, that's one of the two new commandments that he gave us. He said, love God and love people. So you can't love people without loving God. So you already answered all of our questions.
Well, we can't just end it on that.
No, we won't end it on that. I'm excited about, at what age were you when you really found out that, okay, Lord, I want to draw closer to you. I know that you're in my life, and I don't have to wait till things bad happen to pray to you. I can wake up every morning and just give you praise and thanks. because you've given me my joy. No one can walk around every day with a smile on their face like I see with you without knowing the Lord.
Amen. You know, I was born into a faithful family, and I was in and out of mostly in church for a great deal of my life until 1998. And really, it wasn't until April 18th, 2005, when I had a transformative experience on a beach in Mexico, that everything changed.
Amen.
For me.
Amen.
And once that happens, nothing is the same ever again.
Yes. Amen.
April 18th, 2005.
Praise
the Lord. I'm going to remember that date.
Yes, thank you.
Because I know heaven remembers it.
Amen.
I remember it for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Let's give God a hand for that.
You know what, Pastor, I'm going to tell you, you know, it's really great to have the city manager come down and to kind of be on our show and kind of support the ministry that God has given us. And so right now, let me just say, Mark, thank you. Thank you for your testimony. Thank you for your leadership. Thank you for all you've done for the city of Sulphur Springs.
Thank you.
And now that Pastor Duffy and I have a vision, and that vision is sort of like what our city manager had, and he had a vision. He knew what God wanted him to do when he got here to Sulphur Springs. Our vision is the greatest thing can happen to you. That's in your eternal life. Whenever you die, you go to heaven. Now, let me tell you what will happen. Pastor, let me just take for a second to be truthful with these folks. Folks, I'm going to be truthful with you. Listen, the minute you die, if you are unsaved, you do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I'm going to tell you up front right now, there's death angel comes and literally rips your soul out of your body. You don't want to go crying, hollering, and shouting. That angel takes you and drops you in the place we call hell. Now, listen to this. You stay there for a while until Jesus sets up the great white throne judgment. And then, at that point, you are then judged, and forever your eternal life is with the false prophet, Antichrist, and Satan. Is that what you want for your family? Is that what you want for your kids? Is that what you want for your mother and dad? And I don't think it is. I think you want to go to heaven. I think you want to be with Jesus. I think you want to be a supporter of Jesus. And, Pastor, I just want to see our people saved. I want to see them go to heaven. When I get there, I want to meet him, brother.
I see your hunger for the people to be reconciled. I see your hunger for people to not walk in poverty. But see, it's hard to preach a message about people going to hell when they think they're already in hell.
That's right.
So what we want to do with this show is bring some joy and peace to you. We're also going to teach you about what the Word of God says, but it's hard for you to hear when you're struggling. See, if I'm trying to preach fire, hell, and brimstone to you, and you're already having hell, what do you have to look forward to? I don't try to come to hit you over the head with a 10-pound Bible to tell you how bad you are. I want to first tell you how good and pleasant the Word of God is.
Yes.
And you need to know that you can walk around with joy. See, how can you hear me with trying to present a Word of God to you and you're already sad? How can you hear what the Word of God is saying when you're already depressed and down?
That's right.
Let's lift your spirits up before fire and brimstone come to your life. So what I want to do today is introduce to you the peace of life and the joy of life. That's what this show is going to be all about, because you're going to have to watch what you say. If everything's going well in your life and you think, whatever you say you're going to get is what we're saying. So if I'm saying I'm walking around telling people that I'm broke, you're going to get that. If I'm walking around telling people I'm blessed and prosperous, you're going to get that. So we're trying to get you to identify with watching your tongue, and salvation is going to come through that, because you got saved by what you believed and what you said.
Right. Now, Pastor, we got a testimony tonight. Would you like to introduce him?
Well, we have this awesome guy that I got a chance to meet in 1984. He was a former world champion. He's trained world champions all over the world, from the Sugar Ray Robinsons. They've trained together. Joe Brown, this man, he introduced me. We went to Paris, France together. We went to Las Vegas together. We've been to all over the United States together in coaching me as a coach, because I saw something in him that I believed, and I thought that he could get me to the next level. This is a former world champion.
Amen.
And present Hall of Famer. Let's welcome Curtis Coates.
Right, let's give it up for him. Let's give it up.
Can you get a picture of this world championship belt? Very valuable material here. Very few people in the world get a chance to hold this.
That's right. Amen.
And we have Curtis Coates, who is a child of God, And we've always kept in contact. I'll go to his gym in Dallas, which is called Home of Champions. And Curtis, they feed homeless. When people are struggling, they'll go get them food. This is a great man of God. And Curtis, it's an honor to have you on our show today.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And Curtis has met, well, matter of fact, he's been in TV series in Hollywood. What show was it that you were on?
In Fat City.
It's called Fat City. Who were some of the actors on the show?
Jeff Bridges, Stacey Keith, and Susan Terrell.
Amen.
All those, and then some of the people that he's been around has been just phenomenal. It lets us know that right here in Sulphur Springs, Texas, we can get the best of the best in the world, which is Christ Jesus. Well, Curtis, when did you find out that you wanted God to lead your life and you wanted to be a Christian?
Well, you know, I was very young. I was walking down the alleyway going to the store for my mother, and I told God that I wanted to be champion of the world, and I would keep all the good things about myself in order to become champion, and I did. And I honored him because I was a good champion and I was a good person, and I tried to help people that was underprivileged.
Amen.
People. I tried
Praise
to help
the
them,
Lord.
And I still do today.
You know, he's been, he was also a minor league baseball player, professional. He played with the likes of William Bill Blair, who's a founder of so many things in Dallas, Texas. Bill Blair is in the Hall of Fame, baseball, Negro Leagues. He's a pitcher, no-hitter. He's got magazines. He's got parts named after him. Same thing with Curtis Coates. He, you know, I was asking him on the way down here, and I've seen lots of great champions in my life. I've been around lots of great champions. I fought a lot of great fights. But I asked Curtis Coates, I said, Curtis, who's the best welterweight that you've ever seen? Guess what his answer was?
T.J. Duffy.
Curtis Coates. He said, I am cause. And this is true. Curtis is one of the greatest fighters of all time. He's in a place called the Hall of Fame, which I can only dream of. I'm in God's Hall of Fame. But he's not only in God's Hall of Fame, but he's in the Boxing Hall of Fame. And that's credentials that very few people on this planet get a chance to witness. Some of the people that you got a chance to meet in boxing.
Well, you know, I live with Joe Louis in California.
Praise
I knew
Lord.
Joe Brown from Louisiana. I trained with Joe Brown. I knew Sugar Ray Robinson. I did road work with him in New York. And I just know Ali. I knew Ali. I tried to tell Ali what to do, but he's hard-headed. But he still is. But he's my friend, and I know Joe Frazier. I knew all the fighters, and I got along well with everybody.
Now, there was a few actors that you got a chance to be a part of. Just being around. Curtis was such an influence to so many people. And here's what about Curtis. He has a love for God. He still
Amen.
Takes care of homeless. People that doesn't have enough food to eat, they'll come to his gym called Home of Champions. Matter of fact, I was part of Home of Champions back in the 90s when we got a chance to travel a lot. And I got exposed with Curtis. Just being around a Curtis Coates, being a manager, they knew that somebody that he was training going to be a good fighter.
Well, you know, I don't put guys in there just for the sake of fighting. I teach them how to fight,
mm-hmm.
and I teach them to get their PhD. They get a PhD in boxing. You just don't go out there and start hitting somebody. You learn the sport of boxing, and that's a big plus for people today.
Well, now, let's talk about salvation just for a minute. You know, I believe God specifically watched over him, not only to be on this show tonight, but our path has been laid. Some of you take this light. Some of you take this for granted. This life that we live is not supposed to be struggles for you. This life that you live is not supposed to be hard times on a daily basis. You're not supposed to be wondering how your bill's going to get paid next month. You're not supposed to be wondering how you're going to eat your next meal. You're not supposed to be wondering what your kids are doing. You're not supposed to be worried about all these things. That's why we're going to teach you how to watch your tongue to get. Now, he told the Lord that he wanted to be world champion years ago. And if he'd be obedient to him, God will grant that. And God did grant that, gave him a blessing. Not very many people that his age can still cooperate and have more than 80 professional fights and still have the activities of his limb.
Amen.
This is Watch Your Tongue.
I know you've enjoyed our show to this point. Now we're going to hear from this guy named Joe Joseph, who tells us about current events.
Yes, sir. And this part of the program is designed so that you can see what's going on around the world. And seeing that, you will want to turn to Jesus, because as you begin to look at current events, you'll begin to see the coming of Jesus is close.
Well, these current events also mock and dictate what the world events are. Mm-hmm. So we're going to try to put what the Word says in the current events so that you can really get a victory in this.
That's exactly right. Pastor, let's hear what Joe has to say right now. He says, give me 5 minutes
and I'll tell you what's going on
and give you the news.
And now, here's your host, Joe Joseph. Give him 5 minutes and he'll give you the real news.
I'm Joe Joseph, and this is Give Me Five. Today I want to talk to you a little bit about the New World Order. Now, I know a lot of people out there may think, New World Order, conspiracy theorist, Before we go any farther, I just want to make a point pretty clear. Did you know that you can go to jail for a conspiracy? Well, there's conspiracy to commit murder. There's conspiracy to defraud somebody, just to name a few. So conspiracy is really serious. It's a serious matter. And so, in talking about this very important subject, you have to understand what the pivotal goal is of the powers that shouldn't be. And that is to remove God from society. It goes way back, as far back as 1773 and even further, but I'll focus on the United States. In 1773, Mayor Amschel Rothschild assembled 12 of his most influential friends and convinces them if they pool their resources together, they can rule the world. This meeting takes place in Frankfurt, Germany, and that's where Rothschild informs all of his friends that he'd found the perfect candidate to head this new organization. And that person is a man by the name of Adam Weishaupt. Now, Adam Weishaupt, whose code name was Spartacus, establishes a secret society called the Order of the Illuminati. I kid you not, folks, this is real stuff. Now, Weishaupt is a professor of canon law at the University of Ingolstadt in Bavaria, which at that time is part of Germany. And the Illuminati seek to establish a new world order. And here are their objectives, and this is where it's really chilling, folks. 1, abolition of all ordered governments. We see it today with the influence that the United Nations wields on our country. We can see that push towards a one world governing body. 2, abolition of private property. If you notice, more and more, we have a transfer of wealth going on in this country where the middle class is being completely and utterly destroyed in favor of a very, very tiny elite class and a very large slave class. And as a result, you have all of the private property being concentrated in a very small percentage of the population. But they also want to abolish inheritance. Because if you can abolish inheritance and do away with all of the personal wealth or any wealth handed down to the next generation, well, that next generation has a harder time scaling to the top. And that's why we have the inheritance tax here in the United States, which goes to the tune of 55% over $1 million. They also want to abolish patriotism. Now, this is extremely important to understand, and we see it. It's so prevalent today. The fact that if you're labeled a patriot, why, on the other hand, you're an extremist. You know, it's funny because Jesus was an extremist, and Jesus fought against the principalities of his time, the Pharisees, and spoke out against the doctrine of men. He said that, and I'm paraphrasing here, but he embodied the law. He didn't come to do away with the law. He came to embody the law, to set an example to the people of that time. And I think it's so important that we look at the greatest activist that ever walked the face of the earth, and understand that what he did in his time is the very thing that people like myself and others are doing in our time today. But they also wanted to abolish the family, because the family structure is so important in a society. Without family, you descend into immorality and chaos, and that's what we see so prevalent today. The final two, abolition of religion and creation of a world government. Folks, I can't make this up. We'll continue next week for the next exciting episode of Gimme Five. Until then, I'm Joe Joseph. You can tune into my broadcast every Monday to Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern, right on Truth Frequency Radio. That's truthfrequencyradio.com. Have a great night, everybody. Take care, and God bless.
This is Watch Your Tongue.
Okay, Pastor Duffy, isn't it interesting how Joe Joseph brings to the scene of the forefront today how that the family is under attack? Not the family, but our religious beliefs in Jesus Christ. And not only that, but our patriotism toward our United States and the union for which it stands.
Not only is the New World Order taking its place in society, not only is the family under attack, but the Bible is fulfilling itself as just as God said it would.
That's right.
And we as Christians ought to be happy about what's going on, because it's our glorious time to get ready to see our Maker.
That's right. And you know what? I think I need to remind the people to stay tuned for this special offer that's coming up.
What an offer we have for you. So if you just keep watching Watch Your Tongue, watch this offer.
Yes.
This is Watch Your Tongue.
I wrote a book called To the Praise of His Glory, and it's a book of devotional prayers. It's based on the Psalms, and on the left page is the psalm itself, and on the right page is a prayer. Sometimes the pages don't match up with the link, and so there's also room occasionally for you to write your own prayer. Prayers are strange things. Sometimes they're simple, but God doesn't mean for them to be just simple. Prayers are not heavenly vending machine where you put in a prayer and take out a blessing. But the Word of God is a two-edged sword, and prayer is the arm that wields the sword of the Spirit and the Word of His glory. So He inhabits the praises of His people, and we want you to go beyond praying for health and welfare and out of fear to praise His name. So for everyone who sends in a $10 offering, as a thank you of appreciation, I will sign this and send you a copy free of charge.
Book offer number WYT-101, To the Praise of His Glory, by author Linda L., is available now for a donation of $10 or more. Shipping and handling are included. Call 1-903-439-1218 or order online at www.watchyourtongue.tv. You may also send your donation of $10 or more to Watch Your Tongue Ministries, P.O. Box 367, Sulphur Springs, Texas 75483. Request offer number WYT-101 when writing or calling. Your donation helps keep Watch Your Tongue on in your area. We look forward to hearing from you today.
What an exciting book offer for only $10 donation.
Yes, this lady authors the book, and she sends a personal autographed copy of the book. What a special blessing it is.
We'd like to get our audience to partner with us, and we have three levels of partnerships. Yes. For our audience.
Yes, we do, Pastor. And the first level is called
the silver partnership.
For only
$50 a month.
$50 a month.
And then there's the gold.
Yes.
And which is only $75 a month.
That's great. And then
we have the platinum.
Yes.
For only $100 a month to be a special great partner.
But any amount of donation God lays on your heart is appreciated. And we can partnership and carry the gospel not only in Jerusalem, but Judea and the uttermost parts of the earth. And I'm looking forward to it.
We thank you for watching Watch Your Tongue. And we look forward to welcoming you back next time.
Watch Your Tongue is a television outreach of Watch Your Tongue Ministry, Incorporated. The comments or views expressed in this broadcast are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions held by the station or network. This episode is sponsored in part by John Cooper Land Survey, Copeland and Lona Ministries, Watch Your Tongue partners, and viewers. Copyright 2014, Watch Your Tongue Ministries, Incorporated. All rights reserved.